You're listening to When Christians Speak Online Talk Radio, broadcasting out of the Washington, D.C. metropolitan area. Today's voice crying out in the wilderness, prepare ye the way of the Lord. When Christians Speak is dedicated to lifting up the name of Christ Jesus and spreading the good news. So it's not brother, can you spare a dime? My God shall supply my need. Don't have to beg because I am a thief. Cause every good and perfect gift comes from the Father who I... Amen. Praise the Lord, everybody. Praise the Lord. Welcome. Amen to the premiere of R to the Third Power, Real Life, Real Men, and Real Talk. This is our first broadcast, amen, and we are excited. I got with me, amen, some exciting brothers. I'm waiting for one more to join us in a few minutes, but I'm Ray Rose, amen. We have Aston Green that will join us shortly, Clea Fitz Malone, amen, is already on with us, and Antonio Mitchell, or Tony, as you said, I can call him in. So we're going to do first things, man. This is not about titles and all that kind of stuff, but we want to share with the men. We want to be able to talk with the men about some things that God has given us. Amen. This broadcast is for men. If we got women listening, then it's okay too. Anybody can listen. Amen. But we want to be able to minister to men. So what we want to do first, amen. Amen. So we want the brothers just to say hello. That's out there, brother Buck and brother Tony. Go ahead and say something. Amen. Just say hello.
Hello. How are you? Such an honor to be on the show. I'm looking forward to the move of God in men's lives and just bringing whatever supply that I can offer. And I'm just grateful to God that their brother Ray. Invited me to be a part of this, and I'm looking forward to it. Not Amen. Only for men, but to enrich my life as well.
Amen. Brother Tony.
Amen. I am so grateful to be a part of this awesome group of great men, and I am so looking forward to men just pouring into other men and any other individuals that listen to this broadcast and to also glean from these mighty men as well to help me to be a better man.
Amen. So there you have it. I'm still waiting on one more. He'll be with us, and I'm sending him a message as I speak. But we want to go ahead and open up in prayer. Amen. Because we are godly men. Amen. Amen. So we want to go ahead and open up in prayer. Amen. Father God, we want to come and say thank you, Jesus. Thank you, God, for what you would do, what would take place during the midst of this broadcast. God, we're speaking life, God, and not death. To those that are listening, Lord Jesus, every man, every boy, God, wherever they might be, God, no matter what they might be feeling, no matter what they might be going through, God, we're praying right now in the name of Christ Jesus that you will come like a mighty rushing wind, God, and shake us up, God. Wake us out of our slumber. We've been sleeping way too long, God. We have forgotten the authority that you have given us. So we submit ourselves unto you today, God. For we truly are real men, God. We have gone through real life, God. They have something to say to not just men, but to all the people of God. We pray for every single host, God. We pray for Elston. We pray for Buck, God. We pray for Tony, God. We pray for myself, God. We pray for even those that are on their way to be a part of this ministry, God, that we might be able to do the mandate that you have given us, God, to bring the men, God, to teach the men and bring them back in right relationship with you, God, and with our families and our sons and our daughters, God. But more important with you, God, we submit this broadcast to you, God. Every voice spoken, every word spoken, God. Every passage, God, we get it all back over to you and say, Holy Spirit, come and have your way. Do what you do best, God. We realize that we can't do this journey by ourselves. We need you today, Lord Jesus. When there's all kinds of things going on all around us, God. When we wake up in the morning, there's stuff going on all around us. But we know without a shadow of a doubt that you are with us. So strengthen us, God, where we might be weak, God. Encourage us, God, where we might have lost hope. Whatever needs to be done, God, we pray that it'll be a shift, God, a paradigm shift in the men, God, that are seeking after you, even those that don't even know your name, God. We pray for those that will be saved. This is all about you. We do pray this prayer and Christ Jesus. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. So, brothers, let's go ahead and get started. I want to give a little quick thing, and then we're gonna dialogue, and I'm asking you guys to talk a little bit about yourself. Amen. But the vision, the mission for us as men is that we want to reach out to all men, you know, through biblical truth and principles of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. We want to share a holistic healing and power of the Holy Spirit, you know. I mean, we want to reach out to all men. Don't matter what your color, don't matter what your background, you can be rich or poor, the young and the old. We want to reach out to you and encourage you today, okay? We want to be that voice crying in the wilderness, okay? We want the platform to talk about things, our platform to talk about men's health and finance and honor and respect. We want to talk about relationships, you know, relationships with God, relationship with each other, relationship even with the women in our lives, our children, in a relationship with our fathers, but also relationship with ourselves. You know, we want to talk about the things that we have issues with sometimes. You know, men go through depression. We handle it a little bit different than women. Healthy sexual desires and temptation and lust and unforgiveness and substance abuse. We want to address those issues, you know, and stuff like that. And then we always want to keep the door open for someone might know Jesus Christ as their Lord and Savior. We don't know where you're at. I happen to be listening to this broadcast today. But we're reaching out to you, amen. Because we are brothers keepers. We're reaching out to do to you today and stuff to show you more excellent way, and that way is Jesus Christ. Amen. So that's basically it. We're gonna be talking about, we have a variety of different topics, even more than what I just mentioned. Amen. So we just hope that we know that you will be blessed. Amen. This is something real quick that has taken place many years ago. I started the When Christians Speak Talk Radio. For those that are listening, I'm Ray, and I'm one of the founders of When Christians Speak Talk Radio. Amen. And one of the things I always wanted to do is I wanted to have a ministry and be able to talk with men about men issues and stuff like that. So this is like a vision coming to pass, and I'm just so happy about it and everything, and I know that God is going to do some great things, and that God began to give me the people to work with and everything, and I'm excited about everybody that's here. So what we could do real quick, like I said, I'm Ray. I'm the founder of When Christians Speak Talk Radio. Amen. R to the third power, real life, real men, and real talk. I promise you, man, we're going to be as transparent as we possibly can. And amen. And I believe that you're going to be blessed by it and everything like that. So we have a lot of different shows that we do. We're not going to talk about that right now because we want to focus on R to the third, R to the three. Can I get a hello, brothers? R to the three.
Hello, hello.
Hey, hello, hello, hello.
R to the third power, amen. Real life, real men. And real talk. So that's basically just a little bit about me. Amen. Somebody sent me a message that they don't like talking about themselves. I guess I'm like that too. But we are men of the gospel. We believe we are, some of us are family men. I'm not sure. I am the only one that's single. Amen. But most of us are family men, and we raising the children up in Christ and everything like that. So we have a zeal for God. You know, each one of the men that are part of us and stuff, have a serious zeal for the things of God. So what we want to do real quick, we want to just go around the table. Amen. We have Elston, Cleophas, and Tony. When I say Cleophas, I mean Buck. I'm going to get it right, Buck. I promise, man. I will get it right, man. So I do want to real quick welcome those that are listening to the broadcast. We are broadcasting live in different areas, amen. If you have a desire for anyone else to call into the show, if you listen through social media, the number is 646-478-0660, amen. We are going to even open up the chat room as we speak, so you'll be able to leave messages there too. So what we're going to do, we're going to go to Reverend Aston. I think Brother Aston, he just joined us and everything. So, hey, bro, what's up, man?
Hey, what's up, man? Praise the Lord, everybody. Praise the Lord.
Yes.
Just want to say hello and welcome everyone, and thanks so much, Reverend Bray, for inviting me to this forum, and I really appreciate it. And for those who don't know, my name is Elston Green. I do carry the title of Reverend. I am married with two kids. My youngest is 5. She just turned 5, and my oldest is 15. And yep, there's a big gap. It wasn't planned that way. We could talk about that one later. and I've been ordained approximately 14 years ago, and ordained as an elder at a ministry in Virginia that later moved to Clinton, Maryland. And now attending Doers of the Word Church in Waldorf, Maryland. So I am in the Charles County area. And so I care the titles as minister. I live the titles of minister, not just with my family and my church, but in my community as well as my workplace. And just want to do the will of God for my life. That's all I want to do, just do the will of God for my life. That's it.
Amen. Look, also, brothers, I'm going to ask you, when you mention your church that you're attending, if you are, go ahead and give a shout out in the pastor's name and all that kind of stuff, okay?
Sure.
Because this is just the introductory part. Okay, go ahead.
Sure, yeah. So shout out definitely to Pastor David Wright and his wife, Melanie Wright, of Doers of the Word Church in Waldorf, Maryland. It's an awesome man of God, man full of integrity and wisdom, and if you're in the areas, just look it up. You know, we would love to have you.
Amen. Amen. Let's see. Let's go to Brother Buck, Brother Cleophas.
My name is Cleophas Malone, Jr. I am married with three children, three daughters. They're all grown. I have four kids I adore. And my darling wife, who we've been married for 22 years, we've been together for 27, and as she recently said, when we were at dinner on our last anniversary, she wants credit for her 5 years, so we've been married 27 years. I am also a minister. I love the Lord with all my heart, and I just want to see God's will fulfilled in my life, whatever that may be, however he wants to use me. And I just take this as a great honor to be a part of this broadcast. And, you know, confirmation of this broadcast was brought to me 2 weeks ago when a gentleman that I haven't spoken to in 3 years, not because of any strife, he called me up and he is looking for a brother that he could talk to because his spirit was hurting. And that was confirmation for me. So I'm excited about this show. I'm excited about what it'll do in the lives of men, not only in men, but in our lives.
Amen.
Iron sharpens iron.
Amen. 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 Before I go to you, Tony, I want to tell my brothers that are listening, that are with me, if you guys are trying to listen to the broadcast and talk, there's going to be feedback because I hear some feedback in the background and everything. Just like you called into a radio show, a live radio show, if you're listening to yourself, okay, there's going to be some feedback, okay, on my end and everything. So I'm going to ask you to see if you can correct that and stuff, okay? All right.
Hey, brother. I would be remiss if I didn't mention my church and my pastor. Partner of Spirit of Faith Christian Center here in Maryland, and my pastor is Pastor Mike Freeman and his darling wife, okay, Dee Freeman, who just happens to right now be he's being installed as an apostle in the body of Christ. Really excited about that, but I made a commitment to be on this show.
Oh, amen. Bless God. Amen. 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 Brother Tony.
All right. Good evening, everyone. My name is my first name is Antonio Mitchell, but I go by Tony. So just to give you a little background about myself, I I'm currently originally from Pine Bluff, Arkansas, and I moved here to the area around 2000. Yeah, I've been here ever since. I have a beautiful wife, and we have five amazing children, ranges from 26 to 16, then 5 and 4. And we have one angel baby that my wife and I had, and we lost her at 7 months of pregnancy. We currently serve right now in His Presence Praise and Worship Temple with Apostle Philip and Pastor Jacqueline Duncan. A big shout out to my ISP people who might be listening on tonight. And what we're doing right now is we have two organizations. One is called Anaya's Project, which is dedicated to our daughter that we lost in 7 months. It's a nonprofit organization that focuses on helping couples who either lost a baby prematurely or lost a child in the process of their marriage or during their relationship. And we also help couples who are dealing with infertility issues, because we also deal with infertility along with that process in our marriage. And also we have another organization, which is called The Perfect Family Blend. And that is an organization that focuses on building, nurturing, and keeping blended families together. We are a blended family, but if you look at us, you couldn't tell that we are a blended family. So we just had our first conference last month, which was a great success. And we already have couples asking for when the next conference is going to be. So but I definitely love to work with men. I love pouring into men. I've served on various men's ministries and men platforms. So when Ray offered this opportunity to me, I quickly jumped on it, because I definitely want to pour into men, and I want men to pour into me, godly men. So I'm glad to be here on tonight.
Amen. Amen. Bless God. So there you have it. You have Ray, Elson, Cleophas, amen, and Tony, man. We are our three R to the third power. Amen. Real life, real men, real talk. Amen. Talking about the things of God and sharing our testimony. And we're excited about you listening in to today. So if you're listening in through live, I see some people in the studio that's called in. We want to welcome you. Amen. Also, we want to let you know right now that if you have any questions and everything like that, you'd like to get in contact with us, you can do so at WhenChristianSpeak@gmail.com. You also can go to our Facebook page and leave messages on When Christians Speak. We are going to probably have a Facebook page for this particular broadcast and everything like that, and we're going to, because we want to reach out, okay? I'm not trying to get big or nothing like that, but we want to reach out with real information that would help somebody else out. Amen. I noticed that Tony was mentioning about the different ministries he's in, and I think everybody else is there. Do anybody have anything else to add about the different ministries that you're doing?
Oh, as far as the Nice Project or the Perfect Family Blend?
Well, yeah, anything that you, any other ministry that you have. I don't know whether Cleophas or Esther have anything else they wanted to add. You guys agree?
Yes. Well, you know, as we talked on the last time, Brother Ray, my wife and I have a nonprofit as well. It's called Restoration Cares, and it's designed to minister to the returning citizens from incarceration, just to build them up and to help them get jobs and to tutor them and mentor them and how to do interviews and the proper way to do an interview and the proper way to be dressed for an interview and that kind of thing. So we're really trying to help those that are returning so that when they come out and they're reformed, they can stay out.
Amen. Amen. What are you laughing at, Austin?
the feedback.
I know. I don't know whose mic is that, you know, but there's some feedback coming and everything. Anyone else? Austin, got anything else to add?
Oh, no, I don't. That's
no.
Fine.
Okay.
I don't.
Brother Tony?
No, I've mentioned everything.
Okay. All right. I do want to let everybody know that we do have another ministry that we do, and it's called Christians Against Suicide and Depression. For is mainly dealing with people that are going through depression. We try to point them in the right direction, try to see, make sure they can get help. It's a Facebook page, actually. And we're not against the person, but we want to intercede on the person's behalf that may be going through depression or suicide or anything like that. Me being one that have gone through that, this is another way through ministry. That would, like when Jesus told Peter, said, when you are strengthened, strengthen your brother. And I want people to know that I've gone through these real emotions, amen, that you're not on yourself, you're not by yourself, and that God loves you, and he wants you to live and not die and everything. So that's something else that we do on the side of the broadcast and that kind of thing. So we're excited about having you, everyone here and everything. I had sent the brothers. Man, time is going by real fast. I sent the brothers after we discuss about each other and stuff like that. Before I do that, before I get into the topic, guys, I want to personally thank each and last every one of you that say you, Elston, Cleophas, Tony, man, I love you guys. I want to thank you for saying yes to this broadcast, man. I got the chance. I've known Elston for eons, for a very long time, and he has always been an inspiration when it comes to both of us. At one time, both of us were going to the same church. He's always been an inspiration when it comes up to me as men that was godly men. And of course, Cleophas' family, and I got to put that out there, man. Cleophas' family and stuff like that. And I watch him also over the years. The person that I really didn't know a lot about was is Tony, but looking at him and his wife, the different ministry, I was like, this dude is very busy, y'all. You know, and everything. He's busy. You know, he just gave y'all a tip of the different things that he's doing, and it's just a small portion of what he's really doing. But they're really busy and stuff like that. So I was excited. I got a chance. They came on and did a broadcast with us a few weeks back and everything. And I knew right away with just talking with him that I wanted him also to be a part of this ministry. Amen. The ministry, God's ministry, not railroad, because it's not about individual, but it is about the Lord. So, again, brother, I want to reach out to you and say thank you, thank you, thank you, amen, for listening to the God in you and us being able to talk now about the things of men. Amen. Man, what I want to do real quick, because one of these days I'm going to turn it over to Elston and let him run.
Oh, no.
One of these days I'm going to turn it over to him. So you got it, man. You got it, yeah. But, for today only, I had sent them a message. And what I wanted them to do is to talk about being a man. And some of the questions I had in my mind is what is a man to you? Okay, you know, example, what makes a man? You know, because one of the things I found out, guys, is that a lot of times men of us have a different definition of what we think a man is. Okay, of what even what God sees us as. So what we're going to do right now, it doesn't matter who starts, anybody can start. We're going to go ahead and start addressing it. Just talk to me. Am I going to have to pick?
I'll start. I think, as a man, I think the first thing that as a man that looking for any kind of healing and finding your identity, I think you got to first go to the scripture to find out what God says about you and what your purpose is. Because I found out that when you find out what your purpose is, it's not work. Mm-hmm. It's a passion that you have for life, a zeal for life. A zeal to help others, to be instrumental in other people's lives, and to take care of home. Growing up as a young kid, what I thought was a man was the guy who went to work, came home, took care of the bills, took care of the family, and that thing. And I found out in marriage that's not a man at all. That's part of your duties as a man, to take care of your home and take care of your family. But your first ministry is your house, is your family, is your children, your wife, and family members, people that you come in contact with, and it's about sharing the love of God, and in finding your identity through Christ, you can be the man that God has called all of us to be. So I think that I think you have to start.
Amen.
All
right. I guess I'll go next. I know for me growing up, I didn't have my father in my life, so I really didn't have too many male role models to really look at to see what a definition of what a man should be. It wasn't until later on in my life that I really started hanging out with more men, specifically more godly men that were husbands, were fathers, that were loving their wives, they were taking care of their children. What they said in public, they were actually doing in private. And that was one of the key things for me, because you can have a lot of pretenders out there that say, I'm doing X, Y, and Z, I'm loving my wife, I'm loving my kids, but then behind closed doors, they're doing something totally different. So God actually surrounded me with godly men while I was still single, so that I could actually learn what a godly man was and how a godly man should do as far as his family, as far as his wife, his marriage, his children, as far as his friends, how to be a friend. Because the Bible says, in order to have friends, you have to yourself be friendly. So I had to learn how to be a friend. So all of this process, I had great mentors that showed me what it really took to be a godly, God-fearing man. And then one of the greatest examples that I love in the Bible comes from David. David had a heart. He loved God. He pursued God. And did he mess up? Yes, he messed up multiple times. However, he always found his way back to God. And I think that's one of the things that really struck chord with me, was even though I might mess up as a husband, I might mess up as a father, I might mess up as a friend, however, I could always go back to my wife, I could go back to my kids, I could go back to my brother, my sister, and most importantly, I could go back to God and say, I messed up, please forgive me. And I think that's one of the biggest things about a man, is being humble enough to really just know who you are. And I think you often said it, what your identity is. Once you know who you are, who you belong to, then I think that's when you can become a better man.
Amen. Also, just to add to, I can't add too much because a lot was said, but a man is definitely, especially we're talking about in the, I guess the spiritual realm of a man, of instead of a secular man, but a man is definitely, like everybody said, who takes care of not just his family, but his community, as being that leader. Now, if you're single, then you're just a man, and you're mentoring, you're inspiring, you're influence, positive influence, other young men maybe. You're able to touch lives. And sometimes it's not just about being popular. It's just you could be such a quiet storm, and you can really make changes in people's lives just by the way you live. So I always see, I grew up with a lot of men. When I say a lot of men, as far as my father, my grandfather, my uncles, and older cousins, they always been about taking care of their family at all costs. Whether they worked hard, and not just take care of their families, but they took their family to church. I always saw my dad, I don't care how late he worked on Saturday night, he always pressed his way to church the next morning. Sleepy and everything, he pressed his way. because he said that, you know, I still got to keep God first, even though I'm sleepy. Yeah, he'd come home and take a nap, but it was that time that he showed me that, okay, I don't care how busy you think you are, you still going to need God. And when we're able to display that with our families, with our children, even if we don't have children, even just in the community, when they realize, because somebody's watching us. And as always, somebody's watching us, whether we know it or not, and they're watching exactly how we walk this walk, how we walk in integrity, how we our conversations, how we talk. Sometimes our tongue can get us in a lot of trouble, but just how we display ourselves, not just publicly but privately. Because, of course, out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks. So eventually you're going to tell yourself if you're not living a godly life privately. But just how we carry ourselves as the best that we can. And we're not dotting our I's and cross our T's on every situation. And even like my brother said, that when we make mistakes, we're able to go back and ask for forgiveness. I mean, shucks, that's... When a man's able to humble himself and admit that he's made a mistake and ask for forgiveness, that just takes him to another level. It's like when he dies to his pride and to his self, he raises up with power, even more power, just because of the death that he took with his pride. When you humble yourself, you know, God will exalt you. And so you're able to do that. You're able to allow people to see not you but the Christ in you, and that's even drawing people more to the Father just by your humility and your humbleness. So that's what I see as a man, someone who's able to handle their business, take care of their family, take care of their surroundings, and make a positive influence in the community. The community could be just their job, the church, the family, whatever case might be, whatever type of influence they have that surrounds them, that they're able to influence people in a positive way to be successful and to draw closer to God.
Amen. Before I go any further, let me go ahead and say I thank you, brothers, for your honesty. Me personally, I think let me see. I like you, Tony, I grew up without a father. My mother was both raised, but I have had as Cleophas with I had a lot of uncles.
Yeah.
And a lot of uncles, man, and including his father and everything, and they were more or less my role model. And then I also had a pastor of the church my mom's in that was there too. But mainly my uncles and everything. And I got some good things from them,
and some bad,
But. That ties into what you were talking about earlier, Elson, about that secular version of what we think a man is and that spiritual version of what we think a man is and everything like that. Because we can glean from other men things that God doesn't want us to glean, you know, and everything. And a lot of times I feel like that we as men do things because we saw somebody else do it. But in us, but you know it's not right, but we do it anyway and stuff. So, but for me, I think I was in a place where, without a father being in part of my life, I went through a stage of not exactly knowing what I'm supposed to be like. And many of us grew up watching TV, so we got our version of what a man is from watching TV. Okay. and everything like that. If you didn't have a father figure in your life, or you got your version. And then some people had fathers in their life and everything, but they really still wasn't there, you know, and everything. So, but it's important, and I'm speaking to all these young men, for this to maybe just start a family, that you are involved with your family, okay? That you make the time be involved with your family. And I miss that. I miss that part of having a dad there to take me to the baseball games and all these different things and all that kind of stuff. But what I wanted more than any of that is that relationship, okay? And one of the things that we're going to talk about later, not today, but later during the series of the broadcast that we're doing, is about relationship with not only each other, but a relationship with our father. Because one of the things I found out that a lot of us struggle with that, you know. A lot of us went through, not all, but there are many men that struggle with that and everything. And still, a relationship with your daughters and everything. But before I ask another question, because I do have another question, and time is sort of running there. If you do, anybody else, everything else to add?
I think, hey, Brother Ray and the rest of you guys, I think that it's also very important, whether it's in the spiritual realm or in the secular realm, a lot of what we learn is what we hear from others.
Right.
It's very important to have positive role models or positive people speaking into your lives. And I think sometimes that's what gets a young person off the track, off the path that the parents may want them on, is because of who they're listening to. And it's very important that as men that we're presenting that positive role model. Again, if it's a secular relationship, it still has to be a positive relationship, because
mm-hmm.
more is caught than taught. And people will do what they see other people do. They'll say mm-hmm. what they people say, and that becomes fashionable. And that's the part that, as a man, you have to have a strong hand in your family's lives and in your community. And even, as you said, Brother Ray, we had uncles that were very impressionable on us, you know.
Right,
and,
right.
So I think that's important, who you're hearing from and who you're listening
yeah.
to.
Okay.
Amen. Amen. Yeah. And Brother Ray, if I could add to that, that I know some men will say, well, I'm not a leader, the leadership quality is not in me, or I don't know how to lead my family. And I really believe that every man that has a family, he's been called to leadership.
Amen.
He's been called to it, because that's how God has set it up. So if you're in a relationship and you're married, maybe you only have kids, but at least you can lead that one person, which is your
right.
wife. And if
right.
it's as simple as leading her into prayer, leading her into Bible study or what have you, that's leading, which God had installed in us to do as man. So, and we can't get into an excuse that, well, I'm not a leader, or I don't know this, I don't know that. But if you're able to grab your wife's hand and say, hey, we're going to pray, you're leading. You're leading. Now, we lead anything else that we want to do. We lead on a football team, basketball team, or things at our job, things that are not going well at our job, we lead there. But when it comes to our family, we become passive. So we got to get to the point where we take the small steps. Any man out there says, I don't think I had a leadership quality. I don't know how to be a man in my relationship or my home. Start leading your family in prayer, simply. Even at the table, when you're, instead of having the wife say the grace or the kids say the grace, you bless the food. You take dominion over authority over your home by speaking. I don't give, even if it's not a lot of words, just speaking. You take authority over your home by speaking, because God has already given you the authority. The thing is now that we just have to act in it. We have to walk in it. We have to possess it. We got to receive it. It's almost like getting a promotion once you inherit their family, you get that promotion. Okay, God has put you in this spot. Now let's lead this family to God.
Amen.
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 And if I may, before you move on, just to piggyback on what the brother was just saying, yeah, that was God's original intent, was to be in every household, and the way he could do that was through a man.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Placed a man in a household, and when he placed that man in the household, he placed himself in that household.
Right.
And that was his original intent from the foundations of the world, is to be in every household through a man.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. That's right.
Tony, you got anything to add?
Yeah, I really like the comments that were added, and to kind of piggyback on the leadership aspect of it as well, I've actually talked to a couple of men after the conference we had last month, and one of the things we touched on was setting a vision for your family.
Mm-hmm.
The man, the husband, you have to set the vision for your family, because the vision comes from God. And if you're in tune with God, then you get the vision from him, and then you share that vision with your family, and you actually execute that vision. So we are the priesthood. We are the priests of our homes. I know it was mentioned, pray with your family. It doesn't have to be a long, drawn-out prayer. I pray with my kids every night, and I just pray for a brief 2 minutes. But they remember those prayers, and you're making an impact. And I know that I'm making an impact on them, because they would go and pray with their friends, because I was that prayer life in them early. So you're setting the example. You're setting the motion in place. It doesn't have to be big, extravagant things. It could be the little things that they will remember and will carry with them. The Bible says, train a child in the way they should go. And when they are old, they will not depart from it. So just think about your legacy. Think about where you want your family to be in the next 5, 10, 15 years. Because what you do now is going to have an impact on the future of your family as a whole. So
that's right. That's right.
Amen. Amen.
It's almost like investment. You know, you're looking at long-term investment. You build up your 401k. You don't put everything in at once. You do a little bit at a time. And in some companies, they match what you invest. So
right.
It's like when you invest in your family, even he said 2 minutes of prayer. But guess what? God matches what you invest in your kids, what you invest in your family. So like you said, 10 to 15 years from now, you know, you invest in your 401k at your 1%, and your job does 5%, and 10 to 15 years from now, you're almost close to $500,000. So just think about, if you look at that with your family, and you invest in your family, and how God will give the increase in what you sowed into your family, because you're always going to reap more than what you sow. You plant a little apple seed, and you get a tree that bears many, that bring forth many apples. And guess what? Those apples have seeds in it too. So anything that you invest into your family, you're always going to reap more, much more than what you sowed.
Amen. Amen. Again, everyone, you're listening to R to the Third Power, Real Life, Real Men, Real Talk. My brothers with me, Alston, Cleophas, and Brother Tony, man. And we talk about some serious things about what do you consider to be a man, you know. One of the questions as you guys was talking that I have here is why is there such a disconnect with what a man is? You know, and I'm not talking from, I mean, like we, all of us are somewhat in agreement about different aspects of it. But if you go and talk to somebody else, whether they be young or old, they might have something to think of a totally different concept, you know, that being a real man is how many women you got on the side, you know, or being a real man is that you hold it down, or whatever the case might be. And I guess, the question is, why is there such a disconnect with men knowing who they are you know, and that's whether it's from a secular point, also from a spiritual point, okay.
Well, I think a lot of it, brother, again, is who as a in your formative years or adult years, and who you're listening to. You know, are you listening to the guy down at the barbershop? Are you listening to the people at the garage? Are you listening to the people at the gym? You know, who are you listening to? Who's speaking into your life, and what are they speaking into your life? And a lot of ideas and opinions that we formulate as men is based on what we hear. And if what we're hearing doesn't line up with what the Word of God says, at some point you got to look at yourself and you got to say, here I am. Where does this line up with God's Word? And if what I'm doing is not in the will of God or not in the order of God, then I got to reexamine myself. I got to take a self-examination of where I am and then get back on track. You know, it's just like a GPS. You got to put a start. You got to have a starting point before you can get to your destination that you want to go. So you got to locate yourself. Where am I?
If I can add to it, and I was listening to, I forgot which one of, I think you, Ray, and Antonio said they didn't have a father figure, and I noticed growing up in or didn't have a father. I know a guy I work with who didn't have a father, but there was something in him that wanted to do what's right, even if he didn't know what was godly right. If you understand what I'm saying? Meaning that he says, I know that what I'm doing is not right as a man, but I want to be a better man. But he didn't know how to be a better man, but he started walking towards being a better man. So he says, okay, I know I need to take care of my family. I know I shouldn't be, you know, messing around with my wife. I know that I need to go to work. I know I need to be responsible, need to be a good steward of my finance. He says, I know that. But he didn't tie that with God until later, until somebody introduced Christ to him. So it's like we can't say that we don't know, because it is in us to do right. There is in us to do right. It's like when we start pressing to do right, that's when we're introduced to, hey, okay, you can't do it right all by yourself. Here's your help. Even when you mess up, here's your help right here. Here's the blood of the Lamb. And so when we look at these other influence, the negative influence, because I had two growing up, I still knew that, okay, wow, that dude, that's a man, but that's not the man that God has called me to be, or that's not the man that I need to be, because something's not right with this picture. Right. You know, something's not right. Yeah, he's doing one thing. He may be married, whatever, but I see that he has some issues. He has some issues with the bottle. He has some issues with the drugs. So I know that that's not right for me. It's something wrong with that picture. We know there's something wrong. So we can't always give an excuse and say, well, it was the way I was brought up, the way it was this, the way it was that. Yeah, I understand. But there's something in us that we know the difference between right and wrong. And it's up to us when we determine, say, you know what, this is not right. I know there's a right way to do this. Let me at least try to go that way. And I really believe that in that process, God has really changed some men's life, because they have strived to want to do what's right. It was purpose in their heart. I want to do right, but there's something missing. If that makes sense, if it makes sense what I'm saying, meaning that I see this on TV, but something's not right here. There's got to be a better way. If I see that the man is beating his wife, but yeah, he's going to work and taking care of her. Yeah, okay, he's going to work, he's taking care of his family, but he's beating his wife. That's not right. There's something wrong with that. There's something going on, as we saw on TV. I know this man, he's going to work, but after work he goes home and he goes to the after work he goes to the bar and drink that we see on TV. He goes to the bar, he meets with the fellas and they drink. You know, the TV makes it seem so cool, but that's not right.
Right.
That's not right that you hanging out at the bar drinking. Drinking whatever your problems with, and your wife is home and your kids are home and so you're not there. So there's something that's not right. So even though I said, well, he's going to work, he's taking his family, but there's something not right with that. He's still not happy. His family is still not in a good place.
Yeah, there's something's missing. Go ahead.
Yeah, something's missing. So, okay, God, so I'm not going to do that. I'm not going to go to the bar after I get off of work. Maybe I just bring the bar home with me, okay? Now, what I'm trying to do is I'm trying to find, you know, a way to do what's right for my family as a man. So now I really believe in my heart that that's when God intervenes because he said his heart, he wants to do right. So let me show him. And he will send somebody your way to say, hey, you know, in a nice, quiet storm like way, this is how it's supposed to be done. No, you don't need to be doing this. No, you don't need to be. You don't need to depend on the bar or alcohol, or you don't need to get affirmation from other women to saying that you're a good man. You don't need to do this. You don't need to do that. This is how it's supposed to be done. Why? Because the man purpose in his heart, he says, I want to do right. And I believe seem like everybody who wants to do right, that's when the Holy Spirit jumps in.
Yeah, I guess you agree to that too. Because before I was married, when I was single, I was in church. I was in church faithfully every Sunday, you know, praising God and everything. And then as soon as church was over, I would hop in my car, call up one of my girlfriends, and say, "What you doing for the day?" And you know, it just got to the point where my church persona didn't match with my lifestyle that I was living outside of the church. So it got to a point where I just felt empty. Mm-hmm. And in that moment, I just said, what am I really doing? Is this really the life that I'm supposed to live? Is this really what a man is supposed to be? Because, again, the people I was hanging out with, they was chasing the women. They were actually hanging out, drinking, and you know, we going to the club, we going to different parties and stuff, and you know, that was fun and everything, but I just wanted something more. I felt like I wanted something more in life, and I felt I wasn't being fulfilled as a man. Mm-hmm. So I just really, just one day I just said, God, hey, show me what a real man is supposed to be. And then once I said that, that's when I started noticing a shift happening. The friends that I used to hang out with were starting to be replaced with guys that I really actually looked up to, the guys that I really admired, the guys that I was like, wow, I don't like to be like him. I see he's doing his thing as a man. He's really taking care of his business. And he's, you know, he's not, you know, losing any masculinity, praising God.
Right.
I mean, he's a straight-up man, but he's praising God. I want to be like that. So I started seeing my circle shift, and as my circle shift, that's when I started to shift.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, that's when, you know, and you brought up a very good point. You have to want that shift. You can always say, I was taught, you know, to chase women. I seen my dad, or I seen my uncles, or I seen my cousins, or I seen whoever drink and smoke. I seen them fight. I seen them do this. I seen them do that. You can always blame someone else for the things that you are doing now, but can you look past that and you overcome that yourself and say, I want better?
Right.
I want better.
Right. Right.
Amen.
I want better. And you want to do what you've been called to do instead of what you see somebody else doing.
Right.
Mm-hmm. You want to be able to, you get to the point where you say, you know what, I'm going to be held accountable for this, so I need to do this. I need to do that, you know, and not using it as excuse, as you were saying, in which, you know, I found myself at one point too when I was younger. Well, this is the way it is, and this is how it goes. No, this is not the way it's supposed to go. This is not. It's an excuse, and we use excuse, and we try to be. Well, I'm sorry, I've used excuse, and was passive because it was easy for me to use excuse. Because I didn't want to be accountable for my actions.
Amen.
You know, so Amen. Now, you know, but now I got to the point where, like Brother Antonio was saying, that you know, I felt empty inside. Like this is not right. You know, God, I want more. There's something missing because I see what they're doing, and I'm trying to follow after them, but this is not right. You know, it's got to be a point where we say, you know, this is not right. I didn't know much, but I knew that this wasn't right. Just like my little daughter, when she's trying to be sneaky, I'm like, you're being sneaky because you know what you're doing is not right. You know what you're doing is not right, and you haven't been taught this, but you already know.
Right.
So
right.
When do we get to the point where we said, okay, you know what, this is not right. I don't know what is right, but I know what I'm doing right now is not right. It's not right. I'm looking for the truth. I'm looking to be real.
Yeah. And I think every person has a moral compass where they know
right.
the difference between right and wrong. And a lot of times our right gets distorted by who we're hanging with. You know, we know what we're doing isn't right, but it becomes under peer pressure to be a part of a group or a part of a body of people who your friends are. And the day that you become liberated from that, where other people's opinion about you no longer matters. The only opinion that really matters is, you know, is the opinion of, am I doing what's right? And then if you're able to, and when someone can speak into your life and you can come to know this Jesus and the love that he has for you, again, I go back to, you got to find out where you are. Before you can get to where you want to go, you first got to find out where you are. And once I can establish where I am, and I can look at me, and I can look in the mirror and say, I'm okay with where I'm at, or I'm not okay with where I'm at, and I want better in life, then I can start to seek out those things that are better.
Right.
Who you hang with, you'll soon become like.
Right. Exactly.
Amen. 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 Man, we can probably talk for another hour, but we're pretty much running out of time. In fact, I had another question or statement I want to make to you, brother. But I'm going to I'll go ahead and say it to you. And for the listeners that's out listening, I want you to think about it and everything. And then maybe when we get back next time, we'll take it up from there and go a little deeper according to what God was having. But the question I have is, most of men, not all, but a lot, percentage of men are still reluctant to come together. You know, you don't have to answer today. They're too reluctant. I remember Elston when we was at the previous church and everything, that you might have 80 men as part of the congregation, but when you have men fellowship, you may only see about 10.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. 12 and everything like that.
Yeah.
So we're going to keep it at. I mean, and another part of that is, how can we reconnect them? Whether in the church you're in or whatever, organizing, how can you reconnect? Because that's a disconnect, you know. But it's like we were talking about, that's a disconnect because a lot of men don't know what a man is, you know.
Mm-hmm.
We know what we think and what we see, but we really don't have ideas. So we're going to continue the conversation next month. I want to thank my brothers here, man. You guys are awesome. Thank you. Yay! Wait a minute. I got to do this right. Where's my, there you go, right here. Come on. There you go. Yeah, real life, real men.
and real talk, man. I know my brother. Y'all hear him laughing at me, right? So that's Elston and Cleophas and Antonio, man. I really enjoy us. I'm looking forward to God continue to work this out with us. We did have some people that are listening. You guys are also going to have to decide whether you want to take questions from people in the studio, okay? I leave that. We can come up with that together or something like that. Talk about that. Or just message me, what do you think? Because we had a couple people that didn't, they sound like they had a couple questions or whatever. Because that's what we want to do. We want to minister to when we don't want to just talk, but we also want to be able to minister too. Amen. So if you did have a question, just make sure or send me a message or whatever and stuff like that, get back with you and everything like that. But we're going to talk a little bit more because this is still in the molding process of how we're going to do the format. Amen. I'm not going to do the announcement until after the prayer and everything, but I do want to do real quick. I want to go around the table and give you guys the last say-so, and then after that, we're going to ask Elston to close it out in prayer, okay?
Okay.
Last words.
Okay. I don't really have any last words. I think I said all I can say is, you know, encourage the men to just trust God. Just trust God. Find time to pray and spend time with God.
Okay. Cleophas?
Hey, just want to say it was such an honor to be a part of this. Man, I tell you, I have gotten some wisdom and insight and information and inspiration for myself. And I'm sure that there's somebody out there that heard something that could change in their life. And I think that's what we all want is to see lives transformed, to see men take their rightful place in their communities, in their homes, on their jobs, and in life, and be the man that God is calling to be. And I'm just grateful to be a part of it.
Amen. Tony?
Yes, I definitely am so happy about being a part of this awesome movement, because this is a movement to help bring men back to Christ and to help identify what their identity is under the power of God. And this is just such an awesome opportunity. I'm so grateful for being a part of this awesome platform with these brothers. So just like it was said before, just trusting God. My favorite scripture is, trust in the Lord with all your heart, lean not on your own understanding. All your ways, acknowledge Him, and He shall direct your paths. So if you keep that in mind and you focus your life on Jesus Christ and try to follow His will, everything else will fall into place.
Amen.
Amen.
All right.
Amen.
Amen. Pray that.
All right. Okay. Father, we just thank you, God, for, first of all, just being a good father, for loving us, God, in spite of ourselves, God, even the mistakes that we've made, even at times that we thought that we could do it on our own without you, God. You still loved us, Father. And we thank you for just being a good representation, Father, on how a man should be and how a father should love, God, his family and his children, God. God, just ask, Father, any man that's listening to this radio broadcast that does not know you as your Heavenly Father, and he has not accepted Christ, Father, I pray now that you will deal with his heart where he is, Father, and that he will be bold enough, God, to open his mouth and confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, and that he believe with all his heart that you, Father, raised Christ from the dead, and that he will know without a shadow of a doubt that he is saved, God, and that he could come to you, Father, with any issues, Father, because you love him, you're not judging him, you love him unconditionally, God, and that you're not going to hold his past against him, God. I pray that, Father, now in Jesus' name, God. Bless the men that's on this panel, God. Thank you, God, for Reverend Ray, God, and his obedience to you, Father, during this time and during this season. I pray, Heavenly Father, that our labor will not be in vain, Father, and that if it's just one person lives that are touched during this time, even during this hour, God, then we are overwhelmed with joy, God. Thank you for the sacrifices, Father, on this evening, Father, this Sunday evening, God. Until we, God, come together again, Father, that no weapon formed against us prosper, God, that our that we are blessed men of God, Father. We are blessed going in. We are blessed going out, Father. And that we will not suffer lack, God, that we will be in health and that we will prosper. In Jesus' name that we do pray. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Thank you, brothers. Thank you, brothers. Thank you, Elston. Thank you, Cleophas. Thank you, Antonio. Man, it's been a great broadcast. This has been real life, real men, real talk. R to the third power. We broadcast every second Sunday of the month. This is our premiere. This is our first broadcast. We pray that you will share this broadcast all over the social media, whatever. Let somebody listen. There's a lot of wisdom and knowledge that has been spoken forth. Again, these are mighty men of God. I thank God for every single last one of them. What we're going to do real quick as we close on out, we're going to play our announcements and all that. But amen. Hey, guys, thanks, man. I appreciate you guys.
Good amen. Time. Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you.
Guys.
Right. You're listening to When Christians Speak Online Talk Radio, broadcasting out of the Washington, D.C. metropolitan area. Today's voice crying out in the wilderness, prepare ye the way of the Lord. When Christians Speak is dedicated to lifting up the name of Christ Jesus and spreading the good news.
Join us for our weekly broadcast, His Abounding Grace, with Minister Vanessa Williams. That's every Tuesday at 7 p.m. On Wednesday afternoons at 1 p.m., join Reverend Gwendolyn Dixon for the Midday Glory Prayer Line. The dial-in number is 641-715-3580. The access code is 732-499. And Wednesday nights at 7 p.m., Challenge to Change, where real transformation begins with you. That's with Pastor Paul Morgan of Chosen Generation Ministries in Richmond, Virginia. On Thursdays, live at 12 noon, join Reverend Pat Randall for Declaring the Finished Work, for an hour of worship, exhortation, and prayer. Reverend Ray and friends are here on Friday nights at 7 p.m. with the Joy of the Lord on Friday Night Joy. Sundays at 7 p.m., join Reverend Ray for Bread of Life, for a word in season. And don't forget our monthly broadcast. First Mondays of every month at 7 p.m., be blessed with the teaching ministry of Apostle Shirley Jones on Lifeline. On third Mondays at 7 p.m., join Evangelist Lewis McElwain for Adoration, a broadcast of worship and ministries on the mission field. Second Saturdays of the month, join Reverend Curtis, Reverend Novena, and Minister Jordana for Bold and Beautiful, a youth and young adult broadcast setting the world on fire with the love of Jesus. All broadcast times are Eastern Standard Time. Hey family, I want to introduce our newest broadcast that joined us in 2018, The Marriage Take Over the Body of One, hosted by Reverend Eric and Reverend Tamika Thompson. They will be addressing a wide range of topics that will serve to encourage you and to strengthen your marriage. So remember that every third Sunday at 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, The Marriage Take Over the Body of One.
When Christians Speak Talk Radio is a nonprofit ministry. We are dedicated to spreading the gospel of Jesus through our programs and special guests. We exist through the generous support of our listeners. If you are being blessed through this ministry and would like to give a love offering, go to our website and click on our donation page. Your donation will be processed through PayPal. Our prayer is that you may prosper, be in good health, even as your soul prospers.
When Christians Speak Talk Radio is a 501c3 nonprofit ministry, so all of your gifts to this ministry are tax deductible. So go out to our website, www.whenchristianspeak.com, and click on our donation page.